This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that national interests cannot be compromised just to meet trade agreement deadlines. The minister said trade agreements should be win-win for both sides. Mr. Goyal was speaking at the 9th Global Technology Summit in New Delhi yesterday, where he highlighted the opportunities that lie ahead for India in reshaping global trade, especially with trusted partners such as the United States. Speaking on free trade agreements, the minister stated that while timelines are aspirational, national interests cannot be compromised to meet trade agreement deadlines, asserting that it must be equitable, fair and mutually beneficial. India is currently working on trade agreements with many countries and blocks of nations, including with the European Union, the United Kingdom and the United States. On free trade agreement with EU, Mr. Goyal acknowledged progress but pointed out challenges, especially around non-trade issues being linked with climate regulations. The centre has operationalised a dedicated global tariff and trade help desk to assist stakeholders in navigating emerging trade issues. The Commerce and Industry Ministry in a statement said that the help desk will look into issues relating to import and export challenges, import surges or dumping, logistics or supply chain challenges, financial or banking issues and regulatory or compliance issues among others. The help desk will also collect and collate trade-related issues concerning other ministries, departments and agencies of central government and state governments. The Department of Commerce and DGFT are actively tracking developments in global trade, particularly in relation to tariff changes, import surges and export-related challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the resolve to uplift the poor and the deprived, the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, and the spirit of service are the guiding principles of the government today. Mr. Modi was addressing devotees at Sri Anandpur Dham in Isagar, Ashoknagar, Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Referring to the government's welfare schemes, Mr. Modi said that various initiatives are being implemented to make the lives of the poor and underprivileged sections of society easier.
आज हर जरूरतमंद प्रधानमंत्री गरीब कल्याण अन्न योजना के कारण खाने की चिंता से मुक्त है। आज हर गरीब और बुजुर्ग आयुष्मान योजना के कारण इलाज की चिंता से मुक्त है। आज हर गरीब पीएम आवास योजना के कारण अपने पक्के घर की चिंता से मुक्त हो रहा है। गरीब और वंचित के उत्थान का संकल्प, सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र, सेवा की ये भावना आज सरकार की नीति भी है और निष्ठा भी है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness on AIADMK's decision to join the NDA. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, together with the other NDA partners, they will take Tamil Nadu to new heights of progress and serve the state diligently. He said, NDA alliance will ensure a government that fulfills the vision of the great MGR and late former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Jayalalitha. The Prime Minister said, for the sake of Tamil Nadu's progress and to preserve the uniqueness of Tamil culture, it is important that the corrupt and divisive DMK is uprooted at the earliest, which NDA alliance will do. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has appreciated the counter-terrorism cooperation between India and the United States. Replying to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's post on social media on extradition of Tahawwur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, Dr. Jaishankar said, "This is indeed a big step in ensuring justice for the victims of the attacks." President Draupadi Murmu returned to New Delhi last night after concluding her historic two-nation state visit to Portugal and Slovakia, where she held high-level meetings aimed at strengthening India's bilateral ties with both nations. President Murmu arrived in Slovakia after completing the first leg of her visit in Portugal. It was the first visit by an Indian president to the southern European country in 27 years. Her visit came at a time when India and the European Union are engaged in talks over a free trade agreement. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated hosts Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets at their home ground M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will host Gujarat Titans in Lucknow from 3:30 p.m. while in the second clash, Punjab Kings will face team Sunrisers Hyderabad in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.